getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome back to it. The economy, clearly one of the big drivers for the president's win in November. When you look at Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, North Carolina, some of the states that were swing states, battleground states, if you will, it was the economy that was the true driver of making it happen. And the economy continues to be what people are focused on. Obviously, Obamacare and the repeal of Obamacare is critical to a lot of folks in the economy. But to others, you know, there are those out there that embrace Obamacare, that believe it's doing them good. And so there's going to be a lot of difficulty with getting that rolled back, as you've already witnessed, of course, with the failure to get a vote on the first bill put forth. A lot of folks referred to as Obamacare Lite, that being Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and others. But the president says that in order to get to tax relief properly, we have to get through Obamacare first. And there's a lot of other concerns with the economy as well. My next guest, Steve Hayes, the president of Fairtax.org, has a lot of opinions on how we get the economy up and running. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Steve, I'm delighted to be back with you. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you. Now the president went to your home state yesterday to talk about improving the economy and changing the H-1B visa program. What do you make of his efforts so far when it involves the economy and his comments in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, he actually, I think, is still going through the culture shock, Steve,
yeah,
if you make it, that he really thought that regardless of all the things that he looked at, he really thought, I believe, that if you go to Washington, D.C., and you are logical and you want to do things that are good for everybody, that there will be a large number of people who will fall in line and do it. And he's finding out that that's just not the case. I mean, the reason we're so messed up as a country is because of this whole culture that's grown up in the D.C. elites, I call them,
sure,
who believe that what's good for them had better be good for us, because that's what we're going to get.
But now you talk about culture shock.
Barrett. So I think that's a lot of what's going on. I think his intentions are still very good. He still wants to get rid of regulations. He still wants to do real tax reform. But I think he's actually confronting the reality that these people who he thought would be all willing to help him, that a lot of them aren't.
Yeah, absolutely true. And when you talk about culture shock, though, he has had some culture shock. But it's not like the culture shock an elite liberal gets when they go to Wisconsin or Michigan or, well, Greencastle, Indiana, for that matter. Just look at what happened to Georgia's 6th congressional district yesterday. The Democrats, well, we're going to pour in $9 million. We're going to win this thing. And, of course, they come up short because they don't get it, what it's like in the middle of the country. They really don't. Now, I want to move to this study that finds that there's a $9 trillion tax gap over the next decade if we continue down the road we're on. This is frightening to me, Steve. Tell me about this study.
Well, it was done by Dr. Richard Cibula. He is someone who studied tax gaps, not only in the United States, but all around the world. And he's been pointing out that in the United States, we've got a lot of data that's available that, interestingly enough, the IRS has not bothered to compile. So he used IRS data. He used the actual government NIPA numbers, National Income Production Account, and he took those numbers and took the same logic, if you want to call it that, the same methodology that was used by the IRS to get a tax gap, and he said if it grows at the historical rates, he did not increase it for the fact that we're going more and more to a non-traditional economy, going away from employer W-2 economy to, you know, where 40% of the workforce will not be a straight employer-employee. He ignored that because he said, I don't have any empirical data, but what I do have shows that if it grows at historical rates, it's going to be $9 trillion of evasion over the next 10 years.
Evasion. Now, I just saw a report that 35% of taxpayers really shouldn't be called taxpayers at all from 2014. This just came out. They didn't. 35% of those that returned returns to the IRS didn't pay at all.
Right, right. And one of the problems, and this is what is really worrisome to me, and I'm sure it bothers the president, is that you've got a lot of hypocrites, obviously, up there, but it bothers me, and I like Kevin Brady a lot. I mean, his person. I've known him. I think he's actually a very nice man. But he gets up in his district, and he boasts about the fact that he has reduced the size of the IRS. You know, they're now down to 78,000 employees from 120,
mm-hmm.
and the audits are now under 0.7%, and almost three-fourths of those audits are done by mail. They're not done in person anymore. And he brags about that, but yet he comes up with a tax system, an income payroll tax system, that's going to continue to allow, in fact, encourage more and more evasion. You're going to have people
more cheating,
who have
frankly.
Less and less concern about being caught, Steve,
mm-hmm.
who are going to evade because they're going to look at everybody around them and say, what, am I a nut? Why,
yeah,
why am I not
can get away
getting
with it.
Some extra money for a nicer car?
Sure. Now, I don't have a lot of time left here, so I want to get to the fair tax you push. We've got like 35 seconds here, but tell the folks why the fair tax works. That's okay. Why it works and why you support it.
National retail sales tax, it's very fair. Evasion falls off the table. It gets very low. We have a situation that has a tax credit prebate for people who are at the poverty level. It actually improves the economy, gets rid of the IRS, gets rid of the forms, and we have a better free life. We have a better economic life.
I like that idea, fairtax.org. Now, the next time we have you back, Steve, we'll just need to get a little more time. We just have a hard break we have to hit. You understand. You do this
absolutely
every day.
Absolutely understand, Steve.
I greatly appreciate it. Steve Hayes, a pleasure. Find out more at fairtax.org. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.